I looked around the store, and what I saw was not encouraging. There were rows and rows of violent toys, almost as if I had wandered into a store designed for the children of the old Dexter. There were swords, knives, lightsabers, machine guns, bombs, pistols, and rifles that shot plastic bullets and paintballs and Nerfs, rockets that blew up your friends or your friend's whole city. Aisle after aisle of training devices for recreational slaughter. No wonder our world was such a mean and violent place. And no wonder there were people like I had been. If we teach children that killing is fun, can we really be surprised if now and then someone is smart enough to learn? I wandered through the Havoc Factory until I finally found a small corner of the store labeled Educational. There were several shelves of crafts, some science kits, some board games. I looked it all over carefully, searching for something that hit just the right tone. It had to be educational, yes, but not dull or geeky, and not something that you did by yourself like the kits. I needed something that was inspiring but fun for us all. I finally settled on a quiz game called Head of the Class. One person asked questions, and everyone else took turns answering. Perfect. It would bring us all together as a family, and we would all learn so much and enjoy doing it. Cody would even have to speak in full sentences. Yes, this was it. As I headed for the register, I passed a shelf stacked with talking books, the kind with the row of buttons you push to make sound effects. There were several with fairy tales, and I immediately thought of Lillianne. What a great way to hook her into a lifetime of reading enjoyment. I could read her the stories while she pushed the appropriate button on cue, and all while reading classic fairy tales. It was much too good to pass by, and I picked three of the most promising fairy tales. I took the box and the books to the register and paid. The game was almost $20 with tax, but I truly felt it was worth it, money well spent, and I did not regret the expense.